Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Some men have a really hard time dealing with this.
Yeah.
They have this idea that women want nothing to do with sex, which is wrong. They think that women who do embrace their sexual desires are bad.
Mm.
And it makes those men look like total idiots.
God, terrible.
Because this letter is a warning to men.
Yeah.
From a man who, Kimmy, it seems, does not understand women.
Yeah, sensing a lot of insecurity here.
Ooh, good catch.
Yeah.
Because you're right. You'd think women that were into this would be less likely to do what this man is afraid they're going to do.
Okay. All right.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. And a few weeks ago, we brought you a story about women and porn.
Mm.
More women than ever are watching pornography. Pornhub did their year in review. They know. They got
Oh, yeah. They got the stats.
They discovered that last year, women made up 38% of all visitors to the site. To put that in perspective, that is 14% higher than it was a decade ago, and it continues to climb every year. And Tommy, this threw you for a loop.
Yes.
You didn't understand it.
I didn't. I didn't think pornography was for the ladies. They didn't like it. They thought it was gross.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it is produced for men.
Mm-hmm. And you're wrong.
Oh, absolutely wrong. By 38%.
And Kimmy, as we tried to determine why women are watching more porn, Tommy, trying to talk this through, turned this conversation into a prude old man sputtering sentence fragments. That's all that was.
Oh. So I can get a job over at iHeart?
You almost didn't make
you
it through that.
Could get a
that.
Job.
I got there.
You didn't. One man heard that discussion.
Yeah, and agreed, right?
With Tommy's sentence fragments.
Well, yeah, kind of.
In fact, Kimmy,
yeah.
He's taking what Tommy thinks a little bit further.
All right.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, not understanding women. And by the way, this is a man who wrote the letter, but we weren't even going to ask Billy Kidd to go near this one.
Okay.
He's too much of a Christian man.
He is.
Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
Tommy is right. You don't want to be with a woman who watches porn. It's completely unnatural. Porn is designed for men. We are visual. Women are emotional. They get turned on more in their feelings than they do with their eyes. That's why men are more likely to get action when we're nice to them instead of looking sexy. I wouldn't trust a woman who was watching porn. Why are you doing that behind my back? What are you not getting from me that I can give you? A woman that watches porn is a woman that will eventually cheat on you. She's going to see things she's never seen, maybe things she realizes she likes. Then, all of a sudden, she's trying these new things with random guys that are easy to meet. It's no coincidence that as more women are watching porn, the worse women are getting. Keep it away and avoid all women who enjoy porn. Sincerely, Joseph.
Oh, buddy! Now, before we discuss this letter,
yeah.
In fairness to Tommy, he never said that women watching porn was unnatural. That never came out of your mouth.
No, it did not.
Okay. And he never said that women should not watch porn.
No. This is a free country.
I don't want to bring him Tommy all
the Constitution.
I don't want to bring Tommy all the way down to this guy's level. With that,
Tommy,
is what this guy is what he's saying make sense to you?
Some of it.
What?
Some of it is what I had already said, that porn was not was never produced with women in mind. It was produced for men.
Until it was.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. So who's producing chick porn?
There's a lot of chick porn. What do you mean?
What do y'all do?
They're
digging each other's purses.
It's a picture of you, and they're closing a door on your face.
I understand that type of pornography probably is not what you're seeking out, but there are people producing porn that
for women.
Yeah.
Okay.
And women probably, as much as you don't want to admit it, enjoy the same porn you're watching.
Not the porn he's watching.
Because it's degrading.
But every
it's humiliating for women.
But everybody is into their own thing. You know what I mean? If women were such prudes, OnlyFans wouldn't exist.
Well, those girls are doing that to make money. That I get.
Yeah, not like the porn stars.
A little different, man. Those OnlyFans have a less rough ride than a porn star.
Not necessarily. And again, no, but
Kimmy. And this conversation right there proves she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Why?
You're trying to compare an OnlyFans
chick to a
porn star.
Not trying to compare that at all.
Operation.
I'm saying women like porn. Women are into porn. Women are involved in porn.
Well, then it's
my
like soft ass Disney porn.
What is?
The stuff you're looking at.
No, it's not.
All right.
Soft-ass Disney
porn. What are they looking at?
It's a very large
world. I'm disappointed that you don't know more about porn.
I know my porn.
Right.
Good Christian porn.
That's my...
She just porn changed you, bro. You just got porn slapped.
Brutal.
So this man's letter, Joseph.
Joseph, yes.
It might be my favorite hate mail of the week of all time. A letter that he wrote that is telling on him without him even realizing it. Quote, I wouldn't trust a woman who was watching porn.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't trust her.
Oh, no. Again, this is a quote.
You said he brings up a few good points.
Quote, I wouldn't trust a woman who was watching porn. Why are you doing that behind my back? What are you not getting from me? Exactly. Exactly. Like, he's so close to getting it without actually getting it.
Right.
What is happening with some men and women watching porn is very fascinating. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because, Tommy, for a long time, most women would have been very bothered if they found out their husband, their boyfriend was watching this.
Oh, yeah.
They would get insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And we men would laugh at that idea. No big deal. I'm just having a good time. Ha, 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 ha. Then, when some women started watching porn, men got insecure.
Mm-hmm.
But those guys refuse to call it insecure. They lash out at women. They call it unnatural. This man writes a letter to tell us how to turn women on. Women are emotional. They get turned on in their feelings more than they do with their eyes. That's a quote from the letter. Please tell me more about women, man who wrote a letter to a radio station. Like, Tommy, for years when women said pornography made them insecure, you laugh that off.
Yes.
But now that you are insecure that women are watching porn.
I'm not so insecure. I'm just like, what are you getting out of it?
Would you call this insecure, Kimmy?
I mean, if you're agreeing with his letter, it's a lot of insecurity.
All right, I'm insecure. Well,
but that means then all the women that were upset with you for watching porn back in the day that you laughed off?
That's what I mean. Like, if you want to take this guy's word, like,
well, I'm not taking a whole thing.
Well, but he's making the argument that if you watch pornography, you're more likely to cheat. I mean, that could go
that
for,
one I'm not
for both, for everybody that watches porn, right? Like, if you say, yes, I agree with that, well, then why would your wife think differently about you watching porn?
All right, so let's talk about that.
Right.
Again, 252-WCMF, hate mail of the week. A guy named Joseph writes us about this discussion we had right before we went on Christmas break, talking about how women, 38% of all Pornhub viewers were women this year.
Yeah.
And it's the most it's ever been, and you were flummoxed by this. His boldest claim, as Kimmy just brought up in this letter, quote, a woman that watches porn is a woman that will eventually cheat on you. She's going to see things she's never seen, and maybe realizes she likes.
Okay.
Do you agree or disagree with that?
I mean, that's a stretch, but I mean, you couldn't completely rule that out.
Oh.
But
oh.
I think it's a stretch.
So then the true would be same for the same would be true for men.
Like a guy would I would say this, like if you were looking at something completely different than what you're married to, that would be an issue.
Okay. Even for men.
Oh yeah. Like if your wife came in and saw you looking at porn that she don't look like.
Sure.
She might think. We've had those issues. We've talked about them.
So we should get rid of pornography for both.
No,
but that's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying
that's
get
what I mean.
Rid of
it. No, you're saying if it leads to infidelity.
You're suspicious of her.
I don't think infidelity is a bad thing.
Okay.
What? I don't.
His wife must be at the gym right now.
No.
A little infidelity never hurt anybody.
Wait, no, is that what I meant?
I know people that cheat and it actually made their marriage better.
Time out. Is that because the other person didn't know?
Well, it helps.
How did infidelity make their marriage better?
They realized what they had.
Oh,
they
almost
lost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, and sometimes when something gets ripped away from you, Pat,
sure,
you realize, oh, look what I have.
And they never cheat again.
Not for a while. I mean, eventually go back a little bit, taste here and there.
I think it would be interesting to see a study.
What's up?
The amount of pornography watched versus the percentage chance that person becomes a cheater in their relationship. And I mean that for both men and women. Because logically, it could go both ways.
Okay.
And I guess it's not out of the question to the point you just made, that watching porn could lead you to want to try things your partner doesn't want to. And that could lead you to stepping outside your relationship. However, at the same time, you can make the argument that enjoying yourself online, if you were the type of person that would step out on your partner, would be enough to scratch that itch instead.
Okay, so you would get that satisfaction without stepping out.
Possibly. You're getting a fantasy that you're not going to replicate in real life.
True.
Most likely. Unless, right, like, you happen to find somebody that is into that thing.
It has that much lube.
But I would think, yeah, to your point. That's,
a lot of lube, Pat.
That doesn't directly.
That hole hurts.
How would
relate
you know?
To cheating?
I've been told.
Brooke writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. She writes, disagree with that statement. If you see something on porn that you might like, have your partner do it, LMFAO. You don't have to cheat. All right, hold on.
Okay.
That is an easy statement to make until your boyfriend comes to you with something and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, there are guys who have seen things and attempted to build that bridge into real life, only for that to horribly blow up.
What are you doing?
Well, no, I think you got to have a discussion first. Don't just try. Don't just try, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, you should whiteboard it out first.
No, you're laughing. That's not the worst idea. Put a whiteboard.
The diagram.
Yeah, put a whiteboard in your bedroom.
Here's what we're doing.
Do it like you're studying game tape. Watch the porn, chart it out yourself, and then do the McDermott clapping while it's
all
happening.
Right.
Look, we as men should embrace the rise of women enjoying pornography.
We're going to embrace it.
But
cheery on?
Yes. No, I'm serious. Go ahead, Kimmy.
This guy almost lives in a world where he thinks that women don't know porn exists.
Like, no,
they're just such oblivious creatures that, like, they're unaware of sexual things that can be done.
Yeah, he treats them like squirrels.
Yeah.
No, I just don't think you'd find that some of this stuff comfortable or degrading.
I mean, like, women aren't, like, living under a rock. You know
I understand.
What I mean?
Right, I got it.
They know that there's better out there.
Ho, ho, ho.
Because that's kind of what he's saying, too.
Ho, ho.
He's like, I don't need to be sexy because she doesn't care if I'm sexy. I don't need to try.
He is kind of saying
All you have to do is be nice and she'll fall for
it. I always say women don't really care what we look like.
You sound just like, did you write this letter?
I'm telling
letter?
You, man, I said
I
before.
Question. If you think that women don't care what you look like, why do you look the way you do every day? Why do you put so much effort
you say
into
you're handsome.
No, I thought your wife had a Pee Wee Herman fetish. That's what I thought.
No, but you put a lot of effort into the way you look. You dye your hair. You spend a lot on your clothes and shoes and looking nice every day.
I try to look sharp
and nice. So who are you looking nice for?
But I still got this face. I still got this body.
But you let my wife zap your face.
Yeah.
No, you talked me into that.
I didn't talk you into nothing.
Now it's like getting spanked with hot bacon.
I didn't talk you into that.
Yes, you did. This will be really funny.
I love the revisionist history. Like, ooh, you could do that? And I go, can I film it? And you go, yeah. And then you realized it really hurt.
It stung.
Oh, man. Beauty is pain.
It is.
That's why your face doesn't hurt.
Look, like, your wife's way out of your league. You
had
to try to you know, for that relationship to work.
Yeah.
It's but not I just think like I was end, nice like, to her one day and she fell for me.
I think we're going to do a break later of, you know, how I actually look.
No, but your wife is attracted
There's
to that.
There's a tease for you.
Well, I think she tolerates. I think she loves me, but she also tolerates
Bro,
some
there's
stuff.
Nothing else to love about you. And I say that
No,
as
but
your
I think
friend.
Women fall in love with guys, but there's still issues about that dude. Like, Jesus Christ, this is gross.
But that goes both ways, man.
Right? There's gross
things.
Yeah, but
everybody has gross habits you have to get past to
no,
love
but women
somebody.
Don't have,
like, eventually, we, like, you're going to have to use the same bathroom and, like, see everybody's disgusting habits.
Yeah,
you know?
Can we at least agree that there's more gross stuff on men in general than on a woman.
Okay.
Depends on the woman. And I don't
well,
I'm not
saying super ass raggedy woman. I'm saying regular woman.
Bro, you think that Kimmy's husband isn't grossed out by some things Kimmy does?
No. Kimmy's a nice girl.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, no. Think about just getting sick, right?
Like, well, I get that, but I'm
saying... No, he's talking about, she's talking about the first time you saw her naked.
See, we got there.
Brutal.
Yeah, well, you're a bitch. You wouldn't go there, you bitch-ass no. bitch.
She's been mean to me all day.
What?
What? Nisa writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, talking about women and porn. She writes, I wasn't aware that women weren't allowed to get gratification from watching porn. I've been doing it wrong the whole time.
Oh.
But going back to the idea of us as men, we as men, embracing the rise of women watching pornography.
Yeah.
You may find out that you and your wife together have something sexually in common that you did not realize.
Okay. And like, we can grow as a sexual couple.
Not even grow, because you're not growing. You're just exploring.
No, but I grow with as more freedom in bed.
Something's growing.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Talking about my dong. And this one very important thing to remember.
Yeah.
Before you go all this guy, the guy that wrote us this letter. Whatever negative thing you think about women in porn, she has the ability to turn that right back on you. If you want to make the argument that women are more likely to cheat, she can say the same thing about you. If you want to make the argument that you are disrespecting me by watching this pornography as a woman, she can say the same thing about you.
That's true.
So either take your own advice and completely give up pornography, which is a valid way to do this, or embrace the idea that women have always been this sexual. They just weren't able to explore it because of the world that they were raised in 50, 60, 70 years ago.
All right. I mean, you don't have to embrace it. Just let it go.
Why would you not embrace it?
No, don't embrace it. I mean, maybe you don't want to embrace it, but just let her do her thing.
Okay, but then that means you two are not sexually compatible, which is a bigger issue in your relationship.
You know, we'll get there.
What do you mean you'll get there? You're going to die soon.
It's going to happen.
That's
naturally.
Getting there. She can move on.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
These people are pissed, Tommy.
What happened?
They say they did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yet, despite that, a massive screw-up at the airport put them in a really bad spot.
Oh, boy.
However, one move would have saved them from this disaster. And it's inconvenient, but I know a lot of people, myself included,
yeah,
who would have opted for the sure thing instead of the comfortable thing. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A recent incident at the Frederick Douglass International Airport and Light Up Awning Emporium has people fuming.
So what happened?
So this day, and it was on New Year's Day, an American Airlines flight was scheduled to leave at 4:49 p.m., but mechanical issues delayed takeoff until 9:15.
God damn, that's long right there.
Luckily, folks had not gotten on the plane yet.
So the bar was open.
So they're not stuck on the plane.
They're not on the plane.
Okay, that's good.
That's at least a good thing.
But they're going to have to wait four and a half hours to get on this flight.
Which is going to screw up whatever you were doing for the night.
Yeah.
But that's not the problem.
All right.
Some folks who live in Rochester taking that flight opted to go home, wait it out.
Why would you go home?
And then come back to take off.
That's stupid.
When those passengers got back to the airport
around
8 p.m. to go through TSA, they got a shock.
Yeah.
The TSA line was closed.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't.
So the plane was still there, but they couldn't get to the plane?
Bingo. They could not go through security, which means they could not get to the gate, which means they could not take their
flight. But you could go watch your plane take off, seeing other people enjoy their flight.
I didn't know you could go through TSA twice.
Well, if you leave the airport, you would technically have to go back in.
Yeah.
Right, no, but that's what I mean. Like, can you do it? Because, like, didn't they already kind of do, like, the ticket and
yeah,
stuff?
I mean, they may or, have. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't go back through.
I guess you're right. I guess people do leave.
I know people that have had long layovers where they leave the airport and then come back. So now there's a lot of finger pointing going on.
Yeah.
The TSA says they close after the final scheduled flight of the day. And that day, American Airlines, the company that was flying this plane, did not tell them about the delay.
Oh.
So they shut it down. American Airlines says that is not the case. They did inform the TSA at the Rochester Airport. The TSA is the one that screwed up, but that doesn't.
So everybody's saying they ain't me.
Exactly, but it doesn't really matter. A whole bunch of people missed their flight, and now they are blaming one of those two groups. Unless it wasn't either of those groups' fault at all, because you could make the argument that it is 100% the fault of the people who left the airport.
I kind of agree, because
I wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have left.
Unless they told me that thing was canceled.
That's the only reason. Yeah, but then, everybody's going home. But, like, I don't want to leave. Just for the hassle of getting to the airport, getting my car in there and all that stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's no way I'm leaving.
Right. Why would you want to go through TSA twice
if
you didn't have to?
Well, I mean, it's Rochester TSA. It'll take you 15 minutes max.
Yeah, okay, but still.
Still, I mean, and for what? Maybe a couple hours at home?
I'm thinking by the time I get home. Yeah. I got to turn around and come back, and if I got carry-on, I got to lug that stuff. Why would you do all that?
Look, I agree with you 100%.
I think it's on the passengers.
Okay, but here's the thing. What Kimmy and I are arguing is we'd rather be inconvenienced sitting around the airport than have to go home and risk not getting back on the plane.
Oh, absolutely.
The only reason you are arguing you would stay at the airport, Kimmy, you want to help me out at this? With
I'm
this?
A fire, I'm actually yeah, not I'm a, sure. I'm Wait, a, why he'd want to stay at the airport?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good flyer.
Is that what it is?
I'm a good passenger.
The first thing you said, bar's open, right?
Oh. Yeah.
It's an excuse for him to sit for 5 hours and drink.
He doesn't need
an
excuse.
You know, they'll double it up for you for an extra $2.
Every time we talk about the bar at the airport, you bring up that for an extra $2, they'll double you.
I always figured I would never hear that till I got to heaven.
You're not going to heaven.
Whenever there's a bar in the afterlife.
I also love how you think in heaven they're still charging you for drinks.
Maybe they do. I don't know. They got a bank.
We got a heaven job?
They got expenses. No, but I'm thinking like, man, I love airport drinking.
I know you love airport drinking.
It's so nice.
It's not. It's the most expensive thing you'll ever
do. But it's cozy. It's nice.
It's not cozy.
I'm going
cold.
Someplace. Especially if I'm going someplace.
Yeah, if this is a vacation.
I mean, you know, like, I used to love flying during the holidays. I used to go down and see the folks, right?
Sure.
And, like, when I got down to Kennedy, the bars were open. Everybody's happy. They had a band playing. Hey, I'm sitting there having a couple of drinks. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't have to do nothing. Get a nice little glow on and jump in a plane. You're in Florida. That's paradise.
All right, so I'll say this. In almost every single situation, I am staying at the airport, Kimmy, and I am not going home in between this five-hour flight.
Yeah.
The only exception would be if I was flying with Tommy, because I would be terrified. After you drank in an airport, doubling down over and over again for 5 hours, what kind of
monster you're gonna
turn shape into. You would be in getting on the plane?
I did it my whole life, and I got where I was going.
You said multiple times, told stories where you've stumbled off planes and had a hard time locating people picking you up at the airport.
Yeah, but you feel your way around.
No,
people help you out.
Bro, you could do you. I don't want to travel with you. Like I'm not doing that. No, I'm dead ass serious.
You're such a prude. I'm Patrick. I'm going to fly on Christian Airlines.
No, because I don't feel like having to negotiate.
Every landing's a miracle.
I'm not going to sit and negotiate with an air marshal on your behalf as they're trying to take you off the plane.
By the way, I used to know those guys. They're great dudes. Tony, if you're listening, I haven't seen you in a while.
252 WCMF.
He was surprised how light I was.
252-9263, like the little baby Jesus, a pickled baby Jesus.
I just want to point out, you might not have the option to sit at the bar. I mean, don't the bars close the airport?
You would know.
I don't know.
I mean, if you're there late enough, I would think that all shuts down.
But sometimes, like, you can get a couple before, they shut.
Yeah.
They pull the shutters.
252 WCMF. On New Year's Day, a flight was scheduled to take off American Airlines flight at 4:49. The mechanical issues delayed the flight until 9:15, so some folks that lived in Rochester just decided to leave the airport and then come back later to catch the flight. Problem was, TSA says they never got word from American Airlines that the flight was delayed. They closed just before 8 o'clock, so when folks got back at 8 o'clock to re-go through TSA to catch the flight, they couldn't. TSA says they did not tell us. American Airlines says we did tell them. They're the ones that screwed up. These people got like 5,000 airline miles for their inconvenience, I guess.
Oh.
That was like, is that a lot?
I don't know. Sometimes, usually it used to be cash, but now they're probably chintzing out.
Oh, yeah. Everything's chintzing out, man. It's corporate America, man.
So you got 5,000 points?
I think it was 5,000 points.
But I wonder if that applies to like if you're a member of American Airlines.
I guess
right?
I'm signing up.
Yeah. I mean, you probably are now.
So yeah. Jack brings up a good point here. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He writes, imagine if they already checked their bags the first time through.
Well, they may have.
They 100%
did. They probably did.
Why would you not?
Yeah.
So your bags are wherever that
this went. Happened to me coming home one time. My bags left and I didn't.
Is it because you got stuck at the bar?
No. Well, a little of that, yeah.
Let's say this might be the only time I would think to leave is if it's getting late. They keep pushing the flight back further and further, and then they say, okay, we're not going to take off until the morning.
Well, that's different.
Not
but even
still,
then,
though, I still might
if
stay it,
yeah, if they're taking off at like 6 in the morning, am I going to go home and try to sleep for a few hours?
I have slept at the airport
overnight. I still might debate it.
It's not fun, but you can do it.
Yeah, and here's the thing, man. Like, again, if you give me the comfy option or the safe option, I'm always taking the safe option.
Yeah, because I'm already here.
And God forbid my alarm doesn't go off, I get stuck in traffic, I get a flat tire, and everything compounds itself, right? I would argue the person who leaves the airport to go home for a few hours and come back to catch their flight is the same person that wants to cut it super close getting to the gate when
which always pisses me off.
Bro, I'm with you. All right,
casual flyers make me nervous.
Thank you. How many hours before a flight do you leave in Rochester? Go.
So I'm very usually there's super. I mean, sitting at the gate.
You leave your house at how many hours before the flight takes off?
I'm gonna say a deuce.
Okay, Kimmy, how about you?
I usually give myself 2.
All right, always 2 hours for us.
Because you know it's quick, and usually we fly out in the morning. But when the old morning show, when we used to take those Bills trips and stuff like that, nobody liked to fly, so they all wanted to get there late, you know, last minute, and it was always so. It just added stress. You're already, if you're so stressed, you just added more stress to your day.
I agree with you. I hate to fly. I need to see my gate an hour and a half before
I'm
I take
locked
off.
In. I'm comfortable, you know.
Yeah.
Have a coffee. Relax.
I have a family member who, he must fly a lot for work, but there was one point where I was visiting him, and we were sitting there having lunch, and he was flying out. He goes, oh, my flight's boarding.
What?
I mean, now, granted, we were like 5 minutes from the airport.
Well, he's not even at the airport.
He was not at the airport. He still made his flight. He's like, oh, I gotta go. My flight's boarding. And he took off. It was a smaller airport, but still I wasn't even flying. I was getting nervous watching him like take his time, like signing the check and like getting out of the restaurant.
No, I'd be freaking out.
No, I'm even worse in bigger cities. Like, my wife, okay, if you listen to the show, you know I'm not a good flyer.
Yeah.
I hate to fly. So because of that, when we have to fly, my wife kind of, like, lets me make the rules, right?
Okay.
But the one thing we butt heads on.
Yeah.
Let's say we're in New York City,
mm-hmm.
and I got to get to LaGuardia or JFK. I want to leave the hotel 3.5 hours before.
Well, sometimes by the time you get a cab and you hit traffic, you could be stuck.
Yeah, and she gets so mad at me, but I need 3.5 hours. If we're any shorter than 3.5 hours, I will be panicking the whole time before until I am sitting.
Yeah, big
at
city,
the
yeah.
Right?
And I'm not familiar.
Exactly. Just get me to the place, whatever. All right. So I guess the lesson here, and one I didn't know.
Stay home. Plenty to see here.
Not that idiot. Is that
open.
TSA closes?
Yeah, I didn't. I thought, that wasn't a thing.
He thought, that wasn't a
well,
thing.
I figured if the airport lights are on and there's planes good leaving, I always figured that those guys were there.
I kind of always assume there's like at least one line or one lane open.
Yeah, at all times. Yeah. So, no, it closes. So, if you ever get stuck in a situation like this, make sure you talk to somebody before you leave the airport.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All of a sudden, like, we have become like the center of the sports universe.
So what's happening now?
Well, here's the thing. If you include a Canadian city in this, which is not that far from where we are, in fact, yeah, they can hear us right now, it's a legitimate argument to be made.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So yesterday, we shared with you that the NHL has announced this year's draft, 2026, yeah, in June, will be at the KeyBank Center in Buffalo.
You said it's a big to-do.
It is a huge to-do. It's a lot of fun. If you are a hockey fan that has never done this, you need to go check it out. I believe the tickets are free. At least they were the last time.
Oh, really?
Time. This is the fourth.
They're free.
This is the fourth time the draft will have happened in Buffalo. The last time was 2016.
Okay.
We also found out yesterday that the Buffalo Bills are angling to get the 2028 NFL draft at their new stadium in Orchard Park.
Damn.
And that seems like it's pretty close to, yeah, happening, even though we discovered that when Green Bay hosted it last year, they had 600,000 people show up over 3 days, and Buffalo only has 10,000 hotel rooms, yeah, in the whole city.
It'd be a tight fit.
Okay, but yesterday, the hits kept on coming.
So what are we getting now?
Gary Bettman is the commissioner of the NHL. And in no uncertain terms said that the new stadium in Buffalo will be getting an outdoor NHL game.
Oh, the Winter Classic?
Well, they've had before, right?
So Buffalo kicked off,
yeah,
the Winter Classic. It was all the way back in 2008 or 2009? Yeah, okay. It might be 2007, 2008 at the old stadium.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. A picturesque day. The snow was falling. You had the beautiful old school Sabres jerseys with the light blue Penguins jerseys. The game went into a shootout. It was everything you could have asked for. And from that moment on, these outdoor games have just gotten crappier and crappier and crappier.
Well, they started doing it in warm places.
Vegas.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Did they do it in Miami this year?
So, yeah, the last one was 2 weeks ago in Miami. And they closed. It's an indoor stadium. They opened like one, yeah, side of it, but yeah, it was. I don't, yeah, get it. I don't get what they're doing. But
like, why you wouldn't pick these like northern cities where you have the chance of snow and like, yeah, just the overall like ambiance of it being winter.
Okay. I know they're looking at Brazil
really
next
weird
year.
So I will read you the quote from Gary Bettman.
Yeah.
Quote: he says, "I have to go for a tour talking about the stadium, which I will do. But we're coming for an outdoor game at the new stadium. It's just a question of when."
So how do these draw? Huge?
Oh, yeah. This is going to sell, yeah, out immediately.
So are we here talking like 60, 70,000 people?
Whatever they can fit in the stadium,
yeah,
that will be the amount of
even
people.
If the Sabres are no good, just the event,
yeah,
itself. Yeah.
So the Sabres have played in three of – this will be the fourth one they've played in. They had the one at home. They played in one in Hamilton, Ontario against the Leafs. And then they played in a home game in New York City,
damn,
outdoors against the Rangers.
Oh.
That's a long story.
Okay.
But, yeah, everyone they do, the tickets just – yeah, they sell out immediately, which is funny because, like, the idea of it is great. And the
it looks great on television.
Yes, and the pomp and circumstances is fun. But, like, if you're in the building, the sight lines are off.
Yeah, you can't see crap.
It sucks.
Yeah.
No, it's not a great in-person experience.
You can't see the puck.
It's unique in that, like, you know, you don't get to see this all the time. But to watch, if you're trying to watch the actual game, not ideal.
So they did another outdoor game in the old Highmark Stadium a couple years ago for the World Juniors tournament that was played in Buffalo. And they had Team USA play Team Canada. And, again, the snow was falling. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
But it was bitter cold. So cold.
How cold was it?
So, you know, goalies will spray water into their mouths and it'll put on their jersey. Their jerseys froze.
No kidding.
They were frozen solid.
Jesus Christ.
All right. So when you look at what we have gotten and have coming up in Western New York, right? We just hosted the PGA Championship, which was a huge to-do, and that's awesome. We have that here in Rochester. The Bills are opening this new stadium. They're on their run right now. You have Josh Allen. You got the draft coming for the NHL. You got the draft potentially coming for the NFL. You have the outdoor game now coming here to Highmark Stadium. If you want to include Toronto as kind of a Lake Ontario circle here, right? The Toronto Blue Jays just made it to the World Series and were, what, an out away from winning it.
Yeah.
You have Rochester's own Ernie Clement, who was a part of it. We're going to talk about him more later in the show because he just got another huge accomplishment.
Oh.
Massive situation. Between the Blue Jays, the Bills, the new stadium, and what we got going on at Oak Hill. Like, it kind of feels like we're a little bit of the center of the sports universe right now.
Okay, I've got something going on.
I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
Like, who would have thought? Look at us, guys. All we need is Syracuse basketball to get good again, and we're cooking.
Okay.
We're cranking. Because, there's never a lot of exciting things going on at once. When Syracuse basketball was good, the Bills
everything
were terrible.
Sucks.
Right? Yeah, the Sabres were rebuilding themselves. Ah.
You only get, a pop every now and then.
Exactly. Not to mention, you got local guys done good in the NBA, succeeding all over the place. Jalen Pickett, Aquinas graduate, is stepping into this role in Denver. He had 27-7-2 the other night.
All
right. Or 29-7-2 the other night. And Isaiah Stewart, McQuaid graduate, is having one of his best ever seasons in Detroit. He played a perfect game the other night.
Damn.
Didn't miss a shot.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how many did he take?
Like 7 or 8.
Oh, okay.
As a big man, it's pretty impressive.
Okay, all right.
I'm loving this, man. As a sports fan in this area, this is so much effing fun.
Well, good for you.
No?
Well, no,
God, you're such a dick. Why can't you take pride in where you're from?
I just, let's get a goddamn Super Bowl.
We're not going to get that.
No, let's win the goddamn Super Bowl.
Well, we're on our way to doing that right now.
Let's do it.
What a stupid take.
I got more. Why is that a stupid take?
We can't control them winning a Super Bowl.
No, but I mean, that would be a huge thing for us.
Who's to say? They're two games away.
Yeah, but all these events anybody can experience here, right? You can watch a Super Bowl on TV, but the odds that you actually see one in person are pretty rare. But other stuff coming to us is cool.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not going to make
the draft? Come on.
The draft is a huge deal.
If the NFL draft comes here, I'm absolutely going to just experience it. No?
Absolutely.
You're not interested in something like that?
It's a board meeting.
It's a party.
It's a fashion show. It's right up your alley.
Oh, you're a bitch.
Did you see the suit he was wearing?
.252 WCMF. Again, the NHL announces it's just a matter of time before they will have an outdoor game at the new Bills Stadium. Can I tell you the saddest story of my life?
What's that?
So when the first Winter Classic was coming to Buffalo, huge deal.
Yeah.
When they announced it, the Sabres were as good as they had been in 30, 40 years. 05, 06, it was awesome, right? You got Ryan Miller playing goalie, just a beloved team.
Mm.
The day the tickets went on sale, I went down to Tops. When they sold it at tickets.com, the old box office, I got 2 nosebleed seats because I just wanted to be a part of it. And I held on to those tickets for like 5 months. And I was doing stand-up comedy at the time.
Yeah.
Now, for those who don't know, New Year's Eve is like one of the biggest comedy nights.
It is, yeah.
Okay. So it pays you a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I had a gig.
Even you.
I had a gig at this banquet hall in Ohio. And then I was going to finish up. I was going to drive the next day. Right to Buffalo.
Yeah.
1 o'clock puck drop.
Perfect.
They booked us another show on New Year's
night. So you had to eat the tickets?
And I had signed a contract that I didn't realize said if they scheduled another show, I had to stay.
I mean, the odds of them wanting you back are so slim. Man, you really couldn't pull it off. The one time.
It was also back before you could, like, transfer tickets digitally.
Yeah.
So
you had hard tickets.
I still have those tickets.
Oh, all right.
No, but they're just like, they just printed out, it says tickets.com on it. It was printed out of Tops. So like, they like, I not only could I not go to the game, and not only did I spend $80 on these two tickets.
That you didn't have.
At the time, yeah. I mean, today that's $1,500, right? I couldn't even give them to anybody to go use them.
I wonder, though, getting an event like this now, because, you know, you're not going in person to get tickets. It's going to probably be all through Ticketmaster or whatever. Like, how many people are going to be priced out? Because they're definitely going to be more expensive.
Yeah, it's a good question. And there's 12,000 less seats in the stadium than there are in the last one. Yeah. So, I don't know. We wait, we see.
Can't wait, buddy.
I got to go.
Yeah, you should.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.